Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 19, 2021. Passover from the point of view of modern realities, part 6. Comment: Moses was first a Jewish boy, then Pharaoh's adopted son, and then, after leaving Egypt, he became a shepherd for his father-in-law. Suddenly, the Creator revealed himself to him and said, "Moses, go back to Egypt. I remembered my agreement with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I would save their people. You must tell them that you are my messenger, and thanks to you I will do it." My response: Moses is a loner, raised by Pharaoh. He fled from his mission to another country beyond the Nile and ended up in the company of his future father-in-law Jethro. He married his daughter and lived quietly for a number of years. And then he felt that he had to go back to his people because his further mission haunted him. He left his father-in-law, wife, and children and went. Question: What does he represent in our world? Answer: Moses is the quality in a person that advances him to the Creator. Question: And it does not awaken in a person by his free will? Answer: If it does not exist in man, then what kind of will can it be? Comment: There is a part in this story when a burning bush appeared and the Creator was persuading Moses for a long time to go to Egypt, "So now come, and I will send you to Pharaoh, and take my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Moshe replied, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should take the children of Israel out of Egypt?" There was a long conversation going on between them, as if the upper force was urging Moses to come down to his people to save them. Answer: Moses feels that if he is to fulfill his mission, he must return to Egypt and help. He himself came out of Egypt, he himself reached a certain spiritual level. This is not enough, now he must return to Egypt to his brothers and rescue them from there. Question: How does Moses manifest itself today in the Jewish people? Answer: It is hard to say. We are trying to do this in our society and show the way out of Egypt, out of egoism, through our connection with each other. And we feel that we are in Egypt. Question: Moses goes down to Egypt, tells everything to the elders and to Pharaoh, and shows with his staff all the wonders and horrors of the manifestation of the Creator. On the other hand, Pharaoh's sorcerers show the same thing. What does this mean? Answer: That in principle, you will achieve nothing by miracles. There is no way to persuade egoism. Egoism will do everything to keep you. And it has all the power and all the right to do so, because this is the nature of man. Men should go forward not because he sees miracles, but because he shuts his eyes and simply goes forward. He must recognize the way out of egoism as special, because it is the highest degree of existence. He must appreciate the Creator as the highest, and for whom he is ready to sacrifice everything. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 12, 2019. Until the need ripens. Comment: In the primary sources it is written that certain forces must be destroyed, erased from memory, for example, the force of Amalek, the abbreviation of Almain Atlak Abel, meaning the intention for one's own sake. But it is not written anywhere that it is necessary to exterminate the mixed multitude. My response: The power of the mixed multitude is close by, in parallel with those people who are constantly leaving Egypt and rising above their egoism in their desire to unite, to love, and to reveal the Creator in connection between them. But this is a person's struggle with their own egoistic inclinations. It continues throughout history until they are completely corrected. Question: That is, these forces are like wolves, orderlies of the forest, who are looking for some sick desires. They help a man figure out his intentions? Answer: Yes. We have no right to destroy them. We must simply move forward despite their resistance. Even in our community, we see how people who have been with us for a long time suddenly get up and start saying, "Guys, you are acting incorrectly. You have to follow a different path. We just need to fulfill the commandments without delving into their inner essence. Only in this way can we do what needs to be done. And they say it from the bottom of their hearts. They simply do not attain a higher level of the intended purpose of the commandments. As a result, we cannot agree with them, and they leave. Question: does the mixed multitude include people who consciously demand payment from the Creator for their actions, otherwise they are not ready to work? Answer: yes. But what is the reason? If a person went by faith above reason, he would find the strength to act further for bestowal, love, adhesion, and unity. And if he does not go for it, since this urgent need has not yet matured within him, then he has nothing to do but to remain in his egoistic state, and he has no other choice. Then he becomes a rev-rav, mixed multitude. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 2, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn COVID has one message for Israel, and one for the world. More than a year after its outbreak, the world is still grappling with COVID-19. More than 3 million people have died from the virus, and in some countries, the pandemic is still spreading despite at least 6 companies that manufacture vaccines. At the same time, Israel has revoked the instruction to wear masks in open spaces, completely reopened its schools and entertainment facilities, and COVID numbers are dropping. With more than half the population inoculated, Israel seems to have overcome the virus. I think we have to spread the message that the only justified reason for taking off the masks is to smile at each other, but sincerely, from the heart. The smile, or rather the feeling behind it, is the real cure for the virus. If Israel uses the opportunity it's been given to increase its solidarity and unity, it will become a positive example to the world. If it uses it to revert to the old and nasty ways, the world will turn against us. This is a precarious situation for the state of Israel. People always feel that Israel is winning at their expense, and COVID will be no exception. While they are dying in droves, we are celebrating our reclaimed freedom. While their economies are crashing, ours is quickly recovering. Therefore, I think we have to spread the message that the only justified reason for taking off the masks is to smile at each other, but sincerely, from the heart. The smile, or rather the feeling behind it, is the real cure for the virus. If Israel uses the opportunity it's been given to increase its solidarity and unity, it will become a positive example to the world. If it uses it to revert to the old and nasty ways, the world will turn against us. There is only one thing that can help humanity against COVID-19, connection. It may be hard to do, but it is easy to understand that only if countries work together, if there is solidarity, it will be possible to defeat the virus. As I've written in countless articles and to books, the leader in connection must be Israel. It is our role, our duty, to set an example of unity, yet it is the one thing we are not doing. We can look at the break from the virus we've been given as an advance that the world has given us, but if we don't pay back with connection, it will demand its debt. The frozen state of the world, its paralysis, can only be thought by Israel's example of warmth among ourselves. This is the only example that we need to give, and the nations will know how to use it to their benefit. But if we don't start, nor will the world. The onus is on us, and so is the reward or punishment. For more on this topic, refer to the books Like a Bundle of Reeds, Why Unity and Mutual Guarantee Are Today's Call of the Hour, and The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, Historical Facts on Anti-Semitism as a Reflection of Jewish Social Discord. Feel the entire nature. Question: how can one explain in the language of science that the attainment of the integrality of the world is connected with the ascent of a person to spiritual levels, how to include spiritual worlds in the structure of the integral universe, and explain the very fact of their existence? Answer: the science of Kabbalah is a science that reveals itself to a person living in our world. Then, of course, all this is possible. We just need to try to understand this correctly and explain it to others. We attain our world to the extent that our ego grows, takes shape, and develops. Therefore, Kabbalah is engaged in the development of egoism in its correct form, that is, in its correct setting when we understand the desire to receive as the basic desire of our nature and above it we form another structure, a desire to bestow as an artificial reaction that we must achieve above ourselves. With the help of these two actions, directions, and intentions, we can feel and grasp absolutely the entire nature in all its manifestations, realize it, and transmit it to others. The science of Kabbalah enables us to do this. From Cab TV's Integral Course, March 19, 2021. Desire is an antenna that receives information. Question: how and by what medium is information transmitted by the upper field? What is the receiving antenna in us? Answer: desire. We are, figuratively speaking, a bag of desires. The sack is big since we have quite a lot of diverse desires. We exist in them. I cannot destroy any of them, but I can sort them in such a way that certain types of desires prevail and others are not so important. I do it by force on myself. In the group, in the study, in all circumstances, I lower some of my desires and raise some of them. I sort of bring myself closer, make a dipole of myself that turns in a certain way with respect to the external field. In such a way, I evoke the influence of this field on my desires, which I either raise or, on the contrary, lower by my forceful effort. That is, the field interacts with me. This, in practice, is what the change of a person consists of. But, for the time being, it is just the initial change, because in this way I am only trying to perform some actions on myself. Obviously, these actions are insufficient. I cannot do anything, because I am enclosed in myself, I am like a thing in itself. That is why I need to know how to initiate the influence of the upper field on myself, so that it orients me correctly, positions me relative to myself, and then I will be able to feel its influence on me, understand how it works on me, and what it does in me. That is how I will advance. From Cab TV's Meetings with Kabbalah, March 22, 2019. When the quality of Israel manifests. Zohar for All, Shemot, item 17-18. What is, and he came from the 10,000 holy ones. When the Creator wished to give the Torah to Israel, the camps of upper angels came and said, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is your name in all the earth, whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens. They asked for the Torah to be given to them and not to Israel. The Creator told them, is the death in you? It is written in the Torah, when a man dies in a tent, and if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, is there sin in you that you need dinim, judgments? Is there theft or robbery in you, as it is written, you shall not steal? Are there women among you, as it is written, you shall not commit adultery? Is there falsehood in you, as it is written, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor? Is there greed in you, as it is written, you shall not covet? Why do you wish for the Torah? Question. The property called Israel seems to be the highest property. At the same time, the Creator turns to the angels and says, the Torah is not for you because you do not have such properties as, do not steal or do not commit adultery, but people do. So, I give the Torah to them. If this is so, why is Israel considered the most exalted property? Answer: the property of Israel appears in a person when the upper light comes to him and an inner contradiction awakens between who he is and who the Creator is. Any person in the world who starts to study Kabbalah soon begins to feel how far he is from being the righteous who used to justify himself. It does not matter if he killed or robbed. he still justified himself or he would not have committed such acts. That is, whether it is a good or bad deed does not matter. I always justify myself by saying that everyone steals or robs. Either I had to do it because I was supposed to or because I was born that way, etc. Once a person is unable to justify himself, that is, he has a gap between who he is and who he would like to see himself to be, the difference between the existing and the desired states, then he begins to have a goal. I would like to be on another level, I would like to live differently. Then he is called Israel, directly aimed at the Creator, at being similar to him. Now you can already talk to him. This kind of person needs the strength to change himself. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 9. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Zohar for all, Yitro, you shall not bear the name of the Lord your God in vain. We are talking about the complete and absolute aim only toward the Creator. Do not associate him in any way with any other actions. Not in any way. On the contrary, all actions, thoughts, qualities, and intentions should be directed toward him. No matter what they are. In vain means, do not take him apart in parts for your life. Direct everything only at him and at his level. Then as a result of your work, you will see how much this world was created in order to elevate you to the Creator. Comment: in fact, this phrase sounds like a superstition. Answer: no. You shall not take the name of the Creator in vain means, do not pull him for yourself over small things. On the contrary, bring all the little things in life to him. A person should align all his actions, thoughts, feelings, aspirations, and plans with the fact that there is one Creator, the one and only, and we must come to him. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 10. Transition to different levels of consciousness. Question: at the level of inanimate nature, particles, for example, electrons, obey the laws of physics. Is this their sense of the higher information field? Answer: yes, they absolutely, completely, blindly follow the instructions of this field, the instructions of the Creator. Question: and how does the transition to higher levels of consciousness take place, say, from vegetative to animate? Answer: in this case, desire jumps to a completely new level. If the still level only cares about its constant state and does not want to change in any way, then the vegetative level, on the contrary, treats the environment creatively. According to its nature, it wants to receive as much beneficial things as possible and to expel everything that is harmful to it, and thus grow. The next, animate level is even greater. In order to get something beneficial from the surrounding world and give back everything unnecessary or harmful to it, the animal develops movement, special properties for absorption, excretion, and so on. And man is already working at the highest level, the spiritual level. The difference between a human and the previous animate level is that he must work consciously, with desire, with intention, but not physically. Question: it turns out that the field increases egoism so much that it manifests itself as a change in the structure of material object. That is, plants uniting form animate tissues, and they are already capable of realizing this desire? Answer: yes. Not only the number of elements in the atom increases, but the atoms themselves and the molecules themselves, their combinations, become completely different. Their combinations acquire a new essence. This is not only their collection and some new physico-chemical properties, but they are really capable of memorizing, giving out information, and exchanging it among themselves. This is how active, radioactive elements, etc. appear. We see how still, vegetative, and animate nature gradually develop. All transitions from level to level in intermediate states that appear during transitions between these properties are explained in Kabbalah. Question: is all this is unambiguously controlled by Reshemot, information records? Are there no coincidences? Answer: everything is determined to such a tiny scale that we cannot observe it. But this is absolutely clearly legitimized in nature. From CAB TV's meetings with Cavalli, March 22, 2019.